For a news report, this is your Middle Eastern correspondent, Mordio, in a very bad Israeli accent. New York City, capital of the world. In a quick strike which stunned most of the world, earlier today, the Jews took over. Most people were taken aback by sudden sea change in power and the resulting cultural shock. Although certain groups said they, quote, saw it coming all along, unquote, and, quote, tried to stop this shit, but you wouldn't fucking listen, so now you can deal with this mess yourself, unquote. The coup, the culmination of centuries of secret plotting by mysterious Jewish elders, started with an economic collapse engineered by the Jews throughout their stranglehold on the Federal Reserve. By raising interest rates to an unprecedented 17 quintillion percent on loans made to banks run by non-Jews, the nation's coffers were quickly depleted and placed into Jewish hands. It was then a simple matter for the Jews simply buy the world online from its prior owner, J.K. Rowling, with the resulting 700 quintillion dollars. Quote, "This is truly a great day for our people," unquote, said Kohen Gadol and Big Kosher Cheese, Howard Goldberger, Stein, Weiss, Schwarz, Braun, Gelberman. Quote, "At least we have assumed our rightful place in the world," unquote. While details so far are sketchy, there have been reports of rioting throughout the southern United States and Middle East, as well as in Disney World, which has reportedly been seized by the United Nations and in the process of being resettled as Fleischer World. This has been your Middle Eastern correspondent, Mordio, with the news, with a very bad Israeli accent. Oy vey and good night to you all.